With AI and robots, Israeli historian and WEF mouthpiece asks, what do we need so many humans for? Israeli historian and World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Noah Harari is back in the public eye, making the forum's case for a depopulated world. Harari doesn't come right out and say, let's kill off half or more of the human beings on the planet. No, he's much more subtle and cagey in the way he approaches the subject. He backs into it. Listen carefully to the philosophy of the most dangerous organization on the planet that most Americans have never heard of, the World Economic Forum, and its chief philosophical advisor, Yuval Harari. Elitist WEF mouthpieces like Harari must have a seething hatred for the human race. Perhaps someone should remind Harari that he is also human, and in desperate need of a more human worldview. Instead of technocracy and its depopulation agenda, perhaps Harari should set his eyes on Jesus Christ and what he teaches about the value of human life. The philosophy you heard espoused in the above video is not some fringe ideology. It is the philosophy of nearly every government in the Western NATO alliance, the same alliance now angling for war with Russia, China, Iran and others. The WEF also has the allegiance of many globalist U.S. governors, from both blue and red states, who have traveled to Switzerland over the years to pander to Klaus Schwab, Harari, and the rest of the Davos death cult. Governors Brian Kemp of Georgia, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois attended the WEF's 2023 summit earlier this year. 11 members of Congress also checked in at Davos this year along with Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Chris Coons of Delaware, and Kristen Sinema of Arizona. Billionaire business leaders from all industries joined the party. The most represented countries, at the 2023 WEF summit, not including the host Switzerland, were the US, 27.2% of all attendees, and the UK, 9.1%, followed by Germany, 4.3%. Today's leaders in Western governments and businesses, incestuously enmeshed in public-private partnerships, are obsessed with net-zero carbon emissions and a worship of technology, especially artificial intelligence and quantum computing. Patrick Wood expounds on this in his latest article. Here, they are desperately looking for ways to eliminate large swaths of the very humans they have always disdained and now no longer need. Eliminating carbon will cause mass die-offs in the years to come. Plants require carbon. Humans and livestock emit carbon. Net zero will bring famine and starvation to the world. But they can't wait on climate hysteria to do its job. If they can use the deep-seated hatreds ingrained in various geopolitical hotspots, Russia-Ukraine, China-Taiwan, Serbia-Kosovo, India-Pakistan, and Israel-Gaza, to accomplish their depopulation goals, they will not pass on the opportunity. In each one of these flashpoints, you see almost no effort to negotiate a peaceful resolution. The dogs are out of the doghouse and they are circling the wagons, salivating for human blood. In the eyes of the Obamas, Bidens, Bushes, Clintons, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron, Olaf Scholz, Klaus Schwab, King Charles and the rest of the Davos death cult, the more bloody and destructive the coming World War III, the better. They crave it like a vampire in need of a fresh vein. They cannot wait to get the killing started. Unless these psychopaths are somehow miraculously removed from power, the US and its allies will engage in another world war, and it will likely kill more people than World Wars I and II combined. The technology has advanced so much since the 1940s that these monsters are able to be much more efficient in their eradication of human life. On the other side of this coming calamitous event, they plan to usher in their new digital reset, eliminating all cash, fossil fuels, and freedom. And it doesn't have to be so. America faces no threat from abroad. The only threat we face is from inside our borders, where sleeper cells have been allowed to infiltrate by globalist traitors in our government supporting disastrous immigration policies for decades. Let us pray that our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, will be a positive force for change in Washington. He can do nothing alone, but this is the first good news I've had to report out of Washington in years, and, God willing, it can be a first step toward the full exposure and removal of the bloodthirsty globalist neocon warhawks who currently rule the roost.